Okay, today is the 13th of Mar Cheshvan, 22nd of October, on page Yud Dalad, in the Mavo Kloli of the Alei Shor. We'll start again from Os Gimel. V'anachnu lo neda manase. We don't know what we should do. Kerei rechokim anachnu pnimiusenu ad ma'ot, because we are very distant from our pnimius. V'ameh aleinu lahaskel bavo desenu. And with what should we start? We've spoken about the chovos evarim, the chovos samvavos, the revealed, the hidden. Where do you start? Where should, practically speaking, where should we start? Certainly, it's incumbent upon us to start with the active mitzvos, bechovos ha'ivarim, ube'esek ha'torah, with the duties of the limbs and toiling in Torah. Obviously, Torah can be considered pnimi, but just getting the basics, learning through a sugya, getting information of the Torah, he's considering not so much heart connected, but an active mitzvah. With this, we will penetrate to reach our inner world. Let's come and take a look how these two approaches are presented in Kriya Shema. Harishona, the first way, Derech HaMelech, way of the king means like the strong and standard way. Me'achdusa Yisbarach, Hashem Echad, Yotzeis Avas Hashem, Hainu Leif. How does Shema start? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, V'ahavtes Hashem Elokecha. So from proclaiming Hashem's oneness, his infinitude, comes, and you shall love Hashem your God. Halev mismalei Torah, and then the heart becomes filled with Torah, v'hayu ador me'elach, etc. Alevavcha. U'bazeh ha'adam chai ba'olam ha'torah, l'blihi pardon me'men l'rega. In this way, man lives a life of Torah without separating it from it for a moment. B'shiv to b'veso, v'lechto v'aderach, declare the oneness of Hashem, therefore I love Hashem, therefore study Torah, therefore have it with you in all moments of the day and phases of life. At this level, I think he's going to say in a second that this is presupposing a high level of existence, but if we're at this level, then the act of mitzvos, tefillin, mezuzah, etc., the malach Hashem hachonus saviv l'reyav, they become, borrowing a phrase, but like the angel of Hashem that encamps around those who fear it. I believe what he means is you start from the inside, it's very strong, and then the active mitzvos are your soldiers guarding on the outside, but they're kind of secondary. And now the body also sanctifies and it doesn't sin. We started from the inside, got to the outside, and the person is permeated with Torah. But v'yesh, v'adam odar nofil midar gazo. You can have, it can be, v'yesh means like it exists, it can happen, that a person or a whole generation falls from this level. Mispata halev, the heart is seduced, it's taken in by avera. Sarim va'ovdim le'elila kesef azav le'mineim, and they stray and start to serve the idols of silver and gold of their various types. Now what he's doing is he's segueing into the second parsha of Kriya Shema. Yishamru lachem pen yiftel avavchem, etc. Va'onsham golos avaratem mehera, etc. So, right, the first parsha of Kriya Shema doesn't refer to sin. The second parsha of Kriya Shema, one from Parsha Sekev, does. Watch yourself, lest you sin, and you do, you'll be destroyed. This generation has to start its elevation, its aliyah, anew. Ki pnimius v'leiv einam od. Because pnimius in the heart, it's not there anymore. It's crusted over, it's frozen over.
It's the generation of chata.
Yeah. You'll see where he's going with this. So watch the deal that he makes in Kriya Shema. If you read on in the Parsha V'Hayim Shemoa, you get a different order, a different recipe. in terms of its order. So v'samtem es dvar eile, ukshartem asam la'osal yedchem, v'yilat at the first bein nechem. So in the second part of Kriya Shema, it refers to the mitzvah of tefillin first. Do mitzvahs ma'asiyos, haynu ha'dikduk u'mesiros ha'nefesh, v'mitzvahs ha'ma'asiyos dafka. First, we gotta get our senses back. Yeah, it's actually helpful if you look in a sitter. First, we have to get our senses back and do active mitzvahs. Forget about deep thoughts and deep connection. Do what Hashem said. V'rav kochan shel ha'mitzvah shein tevi en ha'shuv la'torah la'aliyah. Those mitzvahs have great koach, great ability, that they'll bring him back to Torah and elevating oneself. V'shelo kimo b'parsha harishona, not like in the first parsha of Kriya Shema, bokan hatzivoy alimut Torah achar mitzvahs tefillin. Right, you have Vishinantam Levanecha in the first parasha, Vishinantam Levanecha, and then Ukshartam, and then, right? And they're actually Tefillin and Mizuzah are together, right? In the second parasha of Kriya Shema, it talks about putting on the Tefillin, then Limadatam Osam Esbenechem, and then at the very end you have Ukshartam, right? Rabbi Deutsche, did I get it right?
It's assuming that's saying that. Even though in the first parsha that you were osek in all those mitzvahs
right.
Zarim, I guess that's calling them, that wasn't enough to keep you.
No, I think it's a point of emphasis. I think you always have to be doing all mitzvahs. We can never say I'm not doing them, but what is a point of emphasis? A person who's spiritually connected focuses on the inside, and that gets him to the outside. By just saying Hashem Echad. He kind of thinks about that. That leads to Avas Hashem. He's thoroughly permeated with the Ruchnias from the inside and out. And then the Maisios are like the cherry on top. That's now you're totally permeated on the inside. Sanctify your body also. Good. I put on my tefillin. I wrote my mezuzah. That's the spiritually healthy way to do it.
So that's
the first parasha. And the second one...
That was sufficient, but why was that not sufficient?
The second one, Hashem Echad, it didn't stir anything. Certainly he's saying Kriya Shema,
it's just not as Lishma.
I don't know if it's Lishma, it's just it doesn't... he's far away from it. He's far away from it.
He's more mechanical?
He's a mechanic, so he has to start from the outside. Uh-huh. I think you could rephrase it that he's sort of a chitzoni person.
So he has to be stirred by second part.
Yeah, he lives more on his outside. So he has to. This parallels a little bit what Rabbeinu Yonah writes about what should you do first in tshuva when he's talking about avoiding the bad. But do you first regret and then correct your ways, or do you first correct your ways and then regret? Person is basically a holy person and he did an Avera, he should regret it intensely and then again recommit. I'm not going to do that again. If a person is what Rabbeinu Yonah calls Mesiatze Valderech Lotova, it's not that he sinned incidentally, he's a sinner. That's his lifestyle. So he has to cold turkey and say, I'm not doing those things anymore, even though emotionally he hasn't gotten there yet. First, he's got to commit to the actions. I'm not doing these Averas anymore. Do I feel it so much? No, but I'm trying to do tshuva here. So I'm not doing these things anymore. And then he works to the inside. I think the first parasha of Kriya Shema is talking about a person who relates to the pneumias first.
He's already there. So for him, that is...
He's already in his lathe.
Right.
So good. Start with the lathe mitzvahs, focus on that, and then go further.
Why is it
person
is
lathe. But we, who are farther away, who... That doesn't...
Yeah, the lathe is
we
dead.
We can't access it that way.
It needs to be defibrillated. Right. Yeah, it's not...
They both start with lathe.
You should speak for yourself.
Yeah. they both start with lathe. I think it's a subtle deal. He doesn't bring down who's taking snow from, right?
It's his own, yeah.
I mean, it sounds like a very... Shema Yisrael Shema Fun is the beginning of Shema. It's not like... And then afterwards is no Shema
Yisrael. There's a reason that's...
They both start with right. Like the order of Torah.
Right, okay, but where are we holding?
I'm telling you...
By the way, there's Rashi Tefillin and Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, which in the Zohar Kodesh both are mentioned, and the Zohar seems to say that Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin are for the end of time. In our Tefillin, what sticks out, Kadesh V'yikach Shema V'Hayim Shema, the part of V'Hayim Shema, which includes sin, is on the outside of your Tefillin. It's visible. and the two parshas that start with Vahayo, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei, are not together. In Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, it's Kadesh Vahayi Kuyachah Vahayim Shemoah, so the Vahayos are together, the name of Hashem is put together, and Shema sticks out on the outside. The Aruch HaShulchan says that that's because the Zohar says, Rashi told us for this world, Rabbeinu Tam is for the world to come. That's a world where you don't have to worry about Vesartem, Babartem, Elohim Achayrim, you know, Avera. In our world, we still live in the parasha of Hayim Shemoah. So I think it depends which door you're talking about. Let's see how he says it. By diktik b'mitzvah, he doesn't say just doing them. He says diktik means doing them with great precision. I'm going to get this mitzvah right. I'm going to commit myself. Chazon Ish says in Emunah Bitachon, Musar doesn't require taking on added things. He says just doing the mitzvahs right is enough Musar. Which I always felt is a little bit lishitasa, because according to Chazon Ish, it's like this, it's no good. If it's like that, it's no good. But diktuk b'mitzvahs, which is a commitment to doing them very precisely, that brings them to living in Torah, l'chaim v'beli hafsaka, to life within it without interruption. V'shivtam b'vayas v'lechtam b'derach v'shichva b'mkumam. In the first parsha, it was with me everywhere I went because my heart is so in it. In the second one, it's a little bit artificial. I'm so in it because I got to be careful. The mitzvahs that apply when I wake up, and mitzvahs that apply when I go to sleep, and when I go, and that'll bring you to Asher Zoi Dargas Lev, which is the level of Lev. V'kasher Zachul Azeh, and when they merited this, Shuv Ponim Al Mitzvahs HaMaisias, then they turn to, it creates a circle. But he's answering why Tefillin and Mezuzah are separated. In this, in Bahaya, you were far away from it, so you did Tefillin, brought you to Torah, and then it brings you to Tefillin. Tefillin is another mitzvah, Mises, it's not Lev. So he's showing you it's a circle. You started with active mitzvahs without the heart being there, and then you got your heart there, then you go back to doing the mitzvahs, Mises. So now there's an inner light that shines in his heart that's in the physical mitzvahs, and now you reach the goal, man yirbu yamechem, etc. Ki meha shamayim al haaretz. This, I think, is a beautiful thing. He says shamayim al haaretz means you unified shamayim and haaretz. You unified the spiritual, the pnimi, with the physical, the arets.
Put shemayim on the arets.
Yeah, misachdim v'chayim shemayim v'arets. They're unified in their existence, heaven and earth. Lev u'maisa, heart and action. Pnimi is v'guf, inside and body. V'yia gam scharam v'bechin azu ki mei ha-shemayim hani ruchniusim al ha-arets. Hani guf u'maisa. So now the reward is also both ways. Ki mei ha-shemayim, which means ruchnius, al ha-arets, which is for your body and for your actions. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.